When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning and these final days of August. And we were talking, you know, just briefly, I mentioned this article that I saw that says that the number one brand of hot dogs in Massachusetts is the Fenway Frank. And DSY sent in an app chat message saying, I just bought and tried the Hebrew National brand. Excellent. Yeah, I think those are pretty good ones. Those are probably my number two if I don't get KM. But also, I think the Fenway Frank designation is probably a sentimental choice because of Fenway Park. I mean, what if Fenway Park doesn't serve Fenway Franks? What if that's not the brand they serve? Then would you feel the same way? I don't know if that's the case. I'm just saying. Also, when you're talking about food, there's another story that caught my attention that I think you might want to let the kids know about. Well, yeah, I don't know. See, SpongeBob SquarePants has been around for 25 years. So the kids who watched it when it first came out, you know, if you were 10 years old when it first came out, you're 35 now. You've got kids of your own. But if you've got a SpongeBob fan in your life, you might want to let them know about this. Because apparently, to celebrate the 25th anniversary of SpongeBob SquarePants, there's going to be a Krabby Patty available at Wendy's. Now, this isn't confirmed. This is just a rumor that's going around. But that Wendy's will introduce a Krabby Patty to celebrate the 25th anniversary of SpongeBob SquarePants. That will be a cheeseburger that has a special sauce on it. It's going to roll out on October 8th and only be available until November 11th. And again, it has not been confirmed, but this is what's going out there on a SpongeBob Reddit account. And also with the Krabby Patty will be a pineapple under the sea Frosty. Wendy's has been experimenting with different flavor Frosties. They have the triple berry Frosty for the summer. I tried some of that, didn't like it. The one they had before that, the orange dreamsicle Frosty, that should be a permanent menu addition. You should have chocolate, vanilla, orange creamsicle, and maybe a coffee Frosty. But this is supposedly the one they'll have for the SpongeBob promotion. So keep that in mind if there's a SpongeBob fan in your life. I never really got into it. Never liked it. My son would watch it from time to time, and I'd see it when it was on. And I was like, not a fan. I ended up watching, you know, Rick and Morty and some other, which is really not for kids anyway. But I don't know. Bring me back to the days of Nicktoons when I was sitting there watching Rugrats, Doug, and Ren and Stimpy. All of those, I only really liked Ren and Stimpy. But I tolerated the other ones. 508-996-0500. We were talking earlier about this WPRI story, which you can see at WPRI.com, and they'll have a more in-depth report on it on the 5 p.m. news later. about chronic absenteeism in New Bedford schools. Superintendent Andrew O'Leary says it's still something that they're battling. It's still something that they're seeing. Record numbers of pre-K students. But that they're also dealing with chronic absenteeism, especially in the older grades. And he says that it's been a struggle since the COVID-19 pandemic. And my argument earlier was you're far enough removed from the COVID-19 pandemic and from at-home learning and all of that to say it's something else at this point. Like, kids have had plenty of time to get acclimated to going back to school. If they're not going to school now, it's on the kid. Obviously, there's instances where there's certain circumstances. There's things that might go on at home. There's things that might be going on in school that makes the student not want to go to school. But to just kind of blanket it with, well, you know, kids haven't been going back to school since COVID. We got to stop blaming COVID for everything. We're far enough out from it now. So I think if the kids have not gotten used to being back to school every day, it's on the kid at this point. They've had all the time in the world to get readjusted. As I was saying earlier, if 2021, you return to the classroom, and I don't remember exactly when they returned to full-time in-classroom learning, but let's just say 2021, you went back to full-time learning. It's now 2024. That's 3 years. That's the difference between a kindergartner and a third grader. If you were not a fan of going to school as a kindergartner, if you cried when you had to get on the bus, if you cried when you got home, when you got to the classroom, all you wanted to do is go home. By the time you were in third grade, you were over it. I went through it. I loved kindergarten. I thought kindergarten was great. I couldn't wait to go every day. First grade, when I lived in Randolph, I walked to school every day. I loved it. I moved, got through the rest of first grade through struggle. Every day I didn't want to get on the bus. I don't know why. I don't remember why I didn't want to go to school, but it was hard. And I used to have to, they created this little system for me where my mom had half of a sticker and the teacher had half of a sticker. And if I got on the bus, no problem, got up and got ready, no problem. My mom put half the sticker on my shirt. And if I went to school and didn't cry on the bus or have any problems or didn't want to try to go home or anything, the teacher would give me half the other half of the sticker. How great was life at a time when you could be motivated just by having a complete sticker on your shirt? And that I guess, helped me get over it. I don't think it was the stickers that did it. I think it was just time. It was just getting used to it. It was going every day and being like, oh, yeah, well, whatever. It's fine now. But there were still days that you wake up. Still days that you look out the window and it's raining and it's storm, and you're like, you get this little pit in your stomach and you're like, I don't really want to go today. But you still went. I mean, I had to. My mom would not let me stay home. I had to really be sick to stay home. And over time, I wouldn't want to stay home unless I was really sick. I enjoyed going to school. I enjoyed going and hanging out with my friends. Was it a long day? Of course, but it was just as long sitting at home with nobody to talk to. So you just get used to it. And I think that kids should be used to it by now. Of course, there's always going to be days when every kid gets overwhelmed and they say, I just can't do it today. But that should be the exception, not the rule. I mean, imagine if you did that as an adult. Most of us had to work from home during the pandemic. we can't continue to take days off of work because we're just not used to being back in the office. And I'm not talking about working remotely. A lot of us can work remotely. Businesses still give us that option. I'm talking about because a student who stays home from school isn't learning remotely. They're just not going to school. They're taking a day off. And you can't do that as an employee. You can't say, you know what? Just don't feel like working today. Not going to do it. Like, yeah, you can do that for the number of days that you're allowed to do that for. But then after that, you become a problem. Because it's your responsibility to show up and go to work and do the job. And if you don't do that, you lose the job and you don't get paid. And believe me, I'm sympathetic and empathetic toward anybody who struggled from the pandemic. And I'm not somebody who tells somebody who has mental health struggles, hey, just get over it. And if there's still cases where there are kids who have emotional scarring in some way, then yeah, that's a problem. But I don't think that that's the blanket reason why kids are still not going to school. They're not going to school because they don't have to. When they don't go to school, either there's no consequence or they don't care about the consequence. And that's why they're not showing up. And then you can actually get into the argument, as I know people will, that if you don't want to be there, good. It's better if you're not there. You have the opportunity to have an education. And if you choose not to show up and take advantage of it because you'd rather stay home and set yourself up for failure, well, hey, that was your choice. Because if you were going to be there against your will, you were probably going to be a distraction anyway. I've never been a fan of that outlook because kids don't know what's best for them, right? We want everybody to have a basic level of education to become proper functioning adults and contributors to society. So they need to be there. They need to go to school. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
What chicken, playboy?
How you doing?
Just living and loving, brother. So, you know, have you noticed how, like, there's, like, you know, like the Bermuda Triangle, then the Bennington Triangle, mm-hmm. and then the Nevada Triangle, and even the Dragon Triangle in the China Sea? Why aren't there, like, Roomba, you know, other trapezoids or other kind of shapes, you know, rectangles, stuff like that? I'm sure that there's more than, there's probably circles or whatever the case. What's up with that?
Well, so here we have the Bridgewater Triangle, and, yeah. You know, originally it really was a triangle, Bridgewater, East Bridgewater, West Bridgewater. So that made a natural triangle. But then, you know, nowadays it's more of a circle, I'd say. It's more of something that is kind of all-encompassing. And I think the triangle thing just became popular because of the Bermuda Triangle. That kind of gave rise to, you know, once Charles Berlitz wrote that book and once the movie came out, the made-for-TV movie, then everything became a triangle because it just was catchy.
That's crazy. So did you hear about Sid Eady?
Yeah, Sid Vicious, Sid Justice, yeah. Psycho Sid, whatever you want to call him, yeah, passing away at the age of 63 from cancer.
Back when I first got in the ring with him, he was Lord Humongous. That was his name then. And it was a different story. He used to wear a mask, kind of like Jason, kind of like Jason. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was kind of neat. So, yeah, but there's something I want. Oh, I totally forgot. So have you tried the deep-fried Oreos yet?
I had them years ago. I mean, they're all right.
They have, you know, we're talking about the Dirt Dog again. They have over there at the Dirt Dog, they have like the deep fried Oreos with like horchata cream dipping cream like that. Ooh. It's pretty good. Look, at least looks pretty good. So it's like, you know, that's like deep fried Twinkies. Is you think that there are people just reaching for deep fried stuff? Because everything tastes better when it's fried. And it's like, so what do you think that they're just reaching for things like might taste good?
Yeah, like, well, nowadays like, it's all about how crazy can you get with it.
Like deep fried ding dongs. No, those, I love the chocolate and the cream feel like that. That's delicious looking. But deep fried, I don't know. But you know, if you deep fried, there's still a lot of chocolate on the outside that you got to eat on this. That can, you know, chocolate always makes everything a lot better. You know, keeping that 100. And so, yeah. But I don't know. So, so are you going to, I was thinking it would be kind of cool. Maybe come out here to go see Janet Jackson.
No, I didn't even see her when she was out here. We had tickets to the show. I didn't, so, you know, somebody didn't pick up a pair of tickets. They're like, hey, do you want to go? I was like, no, I think I'm good.
Oh, Janet. Yeah, but Janet's really good. She's been on a great show. Like I said, I've been to like literally more than 550 concerts in my lifetime. And, you know, there's still people that still puts on the show. It's like, for instance, you talk about like romance, you know, like baby making music, you know, like Luther Vandross is there and stuff like that, you know, but there's, you know, other people that, you know, maybe Jeffrey Osborne, he's got that kind of, you know, can you woo, 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 that kind of thing going on like that. I can see where it's still kind of somewhat alive, but it's not like it used to be. You know, it's like, but I don't know about like Chris Brown or anything like that, you know, or Jason Derulo. Do you like Jason Derulo?
Not really.
You remember when I sent you that picture of him and Will Smith that he broke his knocked teeth out playing golf?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, this was back 3 years ago where he knocked the tooth out of Will Smith's mouth. He was playing golf. He went on the backswing and hit him. I sent you that back when you were doing Spookies, when Spooky was going on.
I don't remember. I gotta take a break here, Lamone. I'm taking a look at the clock. We're up against it.
Did Skitty call in yet?
Not yet.
Did Miss Mary call in yet?
Not yet.
Oh, well, am I the first one?
You are the first one.
Well.
So, congratulations. All right, I got to go. You have a great day.
The New Bedford area, I'm loving it out there. Uh-huh. I'm come out there and I'm going to spend the night at a bunch of people's houses.
If you come out here, Lamone, I will let you co-host the show for a day with me.
All right. I'll hold my breath. I mean, my breath.
All right. Oh, yeah. You have a good day. Take it easy.
Ciao, brother. Peace.
All right. I didn't say how long the show would be. All right. I got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also, on the app and at WBSM.com, you can enter to win tickets to see James Taylor. We're giving away tickets this week and next week for James Taylor. This week, we're giving away tickets for September 9th, then next week for September 10th. And this is a show that will be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. So it's literally part of Fenway Park. It's a beautiful venue. And when you go there, you kind of forget that you're even in Fenway Park. Then also, another note to keep in mind, it's standing room only, the tickets that we have. So keep that in mind if you are going to be entering to win. They cannot get you a seat. They cannot transfer your ticket. So if you can't stand up for the entire duration of the show, this probably isn't the contest for you. We have other contests that we'll be giving away tickets to other shows, comedians, bands, musicians, all that coming up. But this particular show, because it's so popular, we were only able to get standing room only tickets. So keep that in mind when you go to enter. But it's a great night out, especially when, you know, if you can get a parking space in the garage, great. But if not, do what I do. Park in Braintree. Take the T. Now that I know all the subway line colors, what they mean, that really hasn't changed my life any. But anyway, we're going to go into the newsroom now with Phil Devitt. On the other side, more with you, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Phil.
Donald Trump facing a new indictment tied to January 6th. What's making the bees disappear? And millions hitting the road for Labor Day weekend.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump is being charged in a new indictment in his January 6th election interference case. Brian Shook with the details.
A federal grand jury in Washington, D.C. returned the superseding indictment today. This comes after the Supreme Court ruled last month that Trump is entitled to immunity from criminal prosecution from official acts in office. NBC's Ken Delanian has more.
The defense is going to have its own version of this, and they're going to fight probably on some of these things. And the judge ultimately will have to decide. And that may be appealed.
The Department of Justice said the superseding indictment reflects the government's efforts to respect and implement the Supreme Court's holding and remand instructions. I'm Brian Shook.
Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz are set to sit down with CNN for their first joint interview. Nick Harper reports the pair will be interviewed by CNN's chief political correspondent and anchor Dana Bash in an interview to air at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday.
Harris and Walz will be hoping to continue the momentum that they saw during last week's Democratic Party convention, but also try to win over independent, undecided voters who they will want to vote for their Democratic ticket in November. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Pesticides could be contributing to a sharp decline in wild bee populations. A new study published in Nature Sustainability shows that the widespread use of two specific pesticides are a major driver of plunging bee populations. For certain bee species, high pesticide use contributes to an over 43% decrease in the likelihood a species will appear in a particular location. Researchers stated that, quote, across the contiguous United States, we found that higher pesticide use resulted in lower occupancy of wild bees. A new poll shows a majority of Americans believe you need $200,000 to be happy. The financial advice website CardRates.com recently surveyed over 780 employed Americans between 18 and 43 years old to get their feelings on money and happiness. It found about 56% of those surveyed said they'd be content with a liquid net worth of over $200,000. And nothing like a holiday weekend to make you happy. Many people expected to hit the road for Labor Day. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
AAA reports that domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. The organization says some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints. Some of the top U.S. destinations for Labor Day, according to AAA, include Anaheim, California, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and Orlando. State and national parks are also expected to be popular spots for people to bid farewell to summer. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox snapped their losing streak with a 6-3 win over the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway Park last night. The series continues this evening, and the Patriots have settled on their initial 53-man roster, and it does not include a familiar face. Quarterback Bailey Zappe was waived on Tuesday. New England opens the season September 8th, visiting the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday, starting out the day with mostly cloudy skies, humidity in place, and temperature around 70. As we head through the day, we could be seeing a slight chance for some showers, partial sunshine, temperature in the upper 80s. By overnight tonight, those showers taper off around 60, mostly sunny, less humidity or comfy air. By tomorrow in the low 70s, similar weather expected by Friday. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
love to have a steam train. My own steam train? That's why I was so jealous of Ricky Stratton on Silver Spoons. He had a train in his house. Actually, you know, my cousin had a train in his house when we were kids. They had this big extra bedroom, and they had one of those like ride-on trains that was battery-powered, I guess. So that was fun. Anyway, so now that kids are going back to school, 9th and 12th graders start today at New Bedford High School. But now as the kids are going back to school, we're talking about things like, well, cell phone use. How schools are combating cell phone use. A lot of schools are now using these Yonder pouches or lock boxes so that kids don't have access to their phones during the day. But there's another technology that schools have to be on the lookout for this year. Artificial intelligence. AI kind of came on really last year. ChatGPT gained popularity last year, but now kids have had an entire summer to kind of mess around with it and learn how it works. And think about and look up and figure out how to make it work for them. So teachers are going to have to be extra vigilant when grading papers and things like that to know if artificial intelligence played a role in what the student was doing. Now, I've been messing around with some AI stuff. And I find that it's, you know, most of the time, borderline accurate. It does a good job of pulling in information very quickly, but it doesn't have the discernment to know if it actually applies or not. So, for example, I was putting together my presentation for the Michigan Paracon on the Bridgewater Triangle. Now, my Bridgewater Triangle presentation relies a lot on places that I've gone to and investigated, and I present some of the video and audio and photos that we've collected at these places as part of the presentation. But I said, well, if I'm going out to Michigan, these people have never heard of Bridgewater. They've never heard of the Bridgewater. They don't know anything about South Coast or southeastern Massachusetts at all. What are they expecting to hear? So I asked AI, what are some of the top Bridgewater Triangle stories? And some of it was accurate, and some of it was stuff that had nothing to do with the triangle. So the reliability factor, I don't think, is there quite yet. And also, kids, don't use it, because if you use it and somebody else uses it and you both hand in the paper, they'll be eerily similar. It all depends on what the prompts are that you put in. But if both of you have the wrong misinformation because you didn't bother to fact check the AI, well, that's going to be a red flag for the teacher that not only are you wrong, but you both must have used artificial intelligence if you both got the wrong answer, because that would have had to have come from somewhere. So just keep that in mind. It's not really helping you. It's making your job harder. There are some jobs that it can certainly help. I saw a post yesterday that said that they're using AI to help detect breast cancer before it's formed enough to be detected by our current medical technology. So it does have its place, but it's that place is not in the classroom writing papers for you. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you? What's on your mind? Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I hear you now.
Okay.
I missed the first part of your show. I'm not feeling good today. I woke up during the night. It was like 2 a.m. or something. Couldn't get back to sleep, and then I fell back asleep. And I got up like 20 minutes ago. I don't even know what you got to. All I heard you say when I turned on, something about kids that didn't want to go to school. Are we having a problem with that?
Well, there's a report from Channel 12. As students are going back to school, Superintendent Andrew O'Leary said chronic absenteeism is still a problem in New Bedford. And he mentioned, you know, that it's been a problem since the pandemic. And my point was, you know, at what point do we stop blaming the pandemic and just start saying, hey, kids, get your butts to school?
Well, I have a lot of family members that work in schools in New Bedford. One of my granddaughters started back this Monday that just passed. I was surprised that we're going back so early. When I was young, they go to school. We went back to school, what, September?
Yeah, that's what I remember, always did.
Yeah. And all of a sudden she said, hey, Grandma, I'll be back at school. She's a child psychologist for children that are abused. It's just, I don't know how she can handle the job because from what I'm hearing, it's a horror. The poor kids, there's so much going on in school. I don't know if I had kids today, I don't know how I would survive sending them to school because there's too much going on in schools. The indoctrinations. We don't know what some of the teachers are teaching the kids.
They're teaching them a lot of the same things that you learned when you were in school, except now they have that new math.
Everything, and they're not teaching kids how to write cursive writing. Is that real?
I don't know, because I hear reports about that, and then I hear from other teacher friends who say we teach cursive. So I don't know how accurate that is.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but I didn't feel good. Now, this building where I live, there's over 300 people over, because some apartments have more than one person in it. And I've been bumping into some people who are not well. And usually, if something's reported, we'll get papers in our door to say, this is going on in the building and this and that. Now, I bumped into people who are sick. We haven't received any papers in our doors. I heard more from visiting nurses and visiting CNAs who come down the hall. And I've heard that there was a man here last month with strep throat. Another visiting nurse told me there's two cases of COVID in the building. Other little things, I forgot what they were telling me. The people are not well, so I didn't feel good. I was actually going to drive myself to the hospital around 3:30 in the morning. I just didn't feel myself. I felt a little hard to breathe. And that's unusual for me because I can just walk and walk and walk, and I don't have trouble breathing. Mm-hmm. I don't smoke or anything. But I felt that. I had a pain in the center of my back, like between the shoulder blades. I didn't feel dizzy. I just didn't feel right. I said, I'm going to drive myself. So I goes down the hall. I got dressed, went down the hall. And this was 3 in the morning now. And I see that one of the elevators is locked up. It's locked open, and you can see it with the firemen. The firemen that come, we have a fire station right outside. So whenever they come here for an emergency, they lock an elevator up that they're going to use for that emergency only. So no residents can get in or out of it. You've got to go to a different elevator, which wasn't hard because there's one right across from that one. There's always two everywhere you go. So I saw that locked up, and I said, okay. So something happened here. The fire truck always comes before an ambulance. I don't know why they do that, but they do. Like if you're having a heart attack and you're waiting for an ambulance, the fire truck always comes first. Because over here, the fire station's outside. I don't know if that's the reason for it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's probably.
But when somebody's ODing, the firemen also show up too. If it's on the corner, down the street, they come first and with the Narcan or whatever it is that they do. So I got myself to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. I was there for a long time, but I don't go for that. If you know me good enough, I'm not putting up with nothing. I say, you're going to see me now, tell me what it is, and I'm going home. Because I'm just going to walk out. I'm not going to be here more than a half hour. That waiting room was upside down. Coffee cups on the floor. Where were the people that clean up over there? But anyway, they tell me, well, your temperature's fine. Now, they don't understand about me because I have my normal 98.6 means I have a fever because I'm always way under. My whole family is. So when they say you're normal, you got a 98.6, I said, no, to me, that's a fever. And I did feel kind of hot. I said, I just want to know, do I have COVID? Do I have this? Do I have strep throat? What do I have? They said, nope, you seem to be fine. You can go home. So when I came back, the elevator, after I parked the car in the garage, I have to walk a little ways to get to the garage. The elevator was still locked up. I said, they left, and this is not the first time that the firemen locked an elevator, and then when they were done with their business, they forgot to unlock it. So I looked for the other one. The other one wasn't coming down. I said, now we got two of them in the main middle of the building that are not working. The two elevators that are one on each side, north and south, those only have one. There's not one across from it, the ones that are on the end. Only the ones in the middle of the building in the main lobby. So I had to leave the garage and walk. Now,
I'm not afraid to walk through the darkness, but at that hour, you never know who's hanging around over here. We're right near downtown. We have people that are always begging for money for cigarettes, or if I'm walking, I smell marijuana. Somebody's in the garage. So I'm saying, where do I go now? This is not working. I have to go the long way, or I have to walk up the three ramps. There's a ramp set up. There's three. One, two, three. In order to get up to that main lobby, either that, or I have to walk through the entire garage all the way around, down one of the little hills, and back up again to get to the other level of the other elevator. So I'm saying, okay, I have no choice. I have to get into the building that way. So this morning, I am going down to the office. I'm going to talk to them. Something has to be done. I had the kind of phobe when my mother was in the nursing home, and it was hard for me to go walk through that garage during the night. I stayed with her most of the day, most of the night. When I decided to come home, I would come home around 3 or 4 in the morning, and I would have to go the long way to get in. So I went there, and I begged them. I said, listen, you have to fix my phobe where I can get in at any time, day or night. And they allowed me that. So after my mother passed away, I never went down there. I didn't even think of it. I never went down to say, okay, you can give me the normal one again, where I can only get into a regular elevator, which locks up at, I think it's 12 midnight. I could get in at midnight, but not at 3 in the morning like I was able to before. And so she said to me, well, we're going to have to take that away from you now because your mother is no longer alive. She's no longer in the nursing home. So you're going to get a regular phobe, and you're going to be coming. I said, listen, I'm 72 years old. I'm not going to be walking around this dark garage in the middle of the night with God knows who's hanging around out there, because the guards that you have downstairs leave at midnight, and now there's days that the cops do not even come in. The cops don't want the job, or they're not getting paid enough for security, because they're really not a security cop. They're regular police. They have to be out in the city. So they don't really want this job. I know I'm over-talking too long, so I'm going to hang up. But there was an end to the story, believe me. It's just not things the way they do right. I'm going back down there, and I'm going to tell them today that they're going to fix my phone back the way they had it.
All right, well.
Plus they did me another favor. They give you what they call a special request for different reasons when you're a certain age. And so I went down there, and I told them, I don't like where I'm parking down there. It's way down in the middle. It's hard for me to get around and get back all the way up to my apartment. So I want a different parking spot. So they gave me one that is closer. I'm closer to the entrance when I first come in. But she said, in order for me to give you that parking spot, I have to take your other special request away, which was that phobe. And I don't see why. You're only allowed one special request. It makes no sense to me. So there'll be an argument down there. They're not going to like it. They're probably trying to evict me now. But thank you for the call, because it's a long story.
All right. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. And we got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Coming up at the start of the next hour, we are going to be joined by Dr. John Podkawa of South Coast Health to talk about the upcoming Nicole Podkawa 5K run and walk. And as I said, I'll be walking. I won't be running. Maybe I'll run a little bit. Last year, I was also doing some social media postings on the WBSM Facebook and Instagram pages. So I might not have been going as fast as I can. I've also been going to the gym throughout the course of this year, and I've lost a lot of weight since then, too. So hopefully I can improve on my time, but really that's not what it's about. It's about raising money to help families on the South Coast that are battling cancer. But it also would be nice to shave down my time. What did I do? Like 109, I think, last year. And I do about a 17-minute mile with my walks at the gym on the treadmill. I do find that I walk a little faster in real life than I do on the treadmill. So hopefully I can improve on that time a little bit from last year. Some people run, some people walk. I can definitely run for a little bit longer period of time than I could before, but I'm still not a runner. And I don't know that I ever would be. I just don't see the need to run when I can get to where I'm going perfectly fine by walking. We got an app chat message from Island Kevin and Gosnold. Well, nice to know that we're all the way out there in the tiniest town in Massachusetts. And he says, and this is his words, not mine, Mary. He says, Crazy Mary is quality radio I could listen to for a solid 2 hours. So maybe we'll have to have the Mary podcast, right? And participation trophy wife says, Lamone for co-host. His bumper music choices would be epic. They would be, but I he would never take a break because he doesn't stop for us to take a break unless I force it on him. So I think he would never take the commercials, and then we would be in trouble. So speaking of which, I've got one more I've got to take before the end of this hour, so let's do that right now. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back. We have just a few seconds here before we're going to go into the news. When we come back on the other side of that, we'll be joined by Dr. John Podkawa. We're going to talk about the upcoming Nicole Podkawa 5K run and walk. Where you can take part.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of education, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online bachelor's, master's, and doctoral education degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with observational and hands-on experience in the field. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.